Two people are being questioned this lunchtime about their roles in the Dublin riots last November, during which cars and buses were burned out, shops were looted and millions of euro worth of damage caused. Since the riots, a team of Gardaí based in the capital have been reviewing more than 17,000 hours of CCTV footage of multiple criminal incidents. For the very latest on the investigation, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. So tell us first of all, Paul, about these latest arrests.
Yeah, I mean, there is a team of Gardaí based here in Store Street that have been going minutely through the CCTV footage, Brian. And even though most of those involved in the riots were masked and had their faces covered, they have been tracked by various cameras all over the city and identified in various different crime locations at places where they may have had their hoods up, but when they went to other parts of the city, some of them pulled their hoods down. DNA has also been taken from crime scenes and stolen property, and searches have been carried out. Now, this morning, two males, an 18-year-old and a man in his 20s, were arrested. The older man has been questioned about a number of offences, including the burning out of a Garda car on Parnell Street. The teenager is being interviewed about criminal damage, violent disorder, affray, theft and public order offences. He's believed to have been tracked on CCTV in a number of places in the city that night, including in shops that were looted. Now, both men can be detained for up to 24 hours before they must either be released or charged.
And what more, Paul, can you tell us about this wider investigation?
Well, a lot of this is based on digital evidence which has been gathered. As we know, there are 25 frames in each second of footage that the Gardaí have amassed, and detectives estimate there are approximately 1.5 billion frames of footage to be viewed by the investigation team, and all of that has to be viewed manually under current legislation. But the Gardaí do believe that they have identified more than a dozen suspects for the most serious crimes that night, and they are prioritising at the moment the most serious offences, the burnings of the Garda cars, the Lewis and the buses, the attacks on Gardaí, the one on O'Connell Bridge, the one where a Garda lost a toe, the looting, violent disorder, the serious criminal damage. In all, 36 people have been arrested and 24 have already appeared before the courts, mainly charged with public order offences. But Gardaí say they do expect further arrests and charges.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thanks for that.